Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Bava Basra, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. In this case, the seller starts out by saying, Mida Bechevel, we're going to measure this with a rope, it's going to be exact, and that's what I'm selling you. But then he turns around and kind of contradicts himself. But again, we're not going to be so mak, but hey, Chaser, Yasser, a little less, a little more. So which one is it? Is it exact or not exact? Zakta Mishnah, his last words of Hein Chaser, Hein Yasser, a little bit less or a little bit more, detail. Hein Chaser, Hein Yasser, this second statement of a little bit less, a little bit more, is Mevatel. The first description of the sale of Mida Bechevel is going to be measured by the line. On the other hand, if he said it the other way, he started out by saying, okay, there's going to be a sale, but it won't be exact. Hein Chaser, Hein Yasser, selling you a base core, a little bit less, a little bit more. And then he turns around and says, Mida Bechevel, it's going to be measured exact with a string. Then Bittel Mida Bechevel, the words Mida Bechevel are Mevatel, the Hein Chaser, Hein Yasser. And we say, no, it has to be exact. Divrei Benanis. That is the sheet of Benanis. Benanis holds. Tophis Loshin Achrein. That means when a person makes two statements, one contradicts the other, then we go with the second statement. Now, Lamaisa, the Chachamim disagree with Benanis. The Batanur explains to us. They say when a person makes two statements that contradict each other, so we don't know which one he meant. Therefore, in this case, we're going to go with the one that is better for the Meicher, for the seller. Why should I favor the seller over the buyer? In other words, why are we saying, if there's less than a base score of land, taka, we say, okay, Nishkefelach, he said a bit more, a bit less. But if there's extra land, we say, no. We have to give it back. We said it's going to be measured perfectly. So why are we doing this? And the answer is, we're applying the most common used rule in all of Hilchas Mamonos, and that is Hamoitzei Mechaveirei Olav Haraya. When in doubt, we say the burden of proof is on the one who wants to take something away from someone. It's the seller, Lamaisu, who has all of the land, and he's giving it to the buyer. So we're not sure exactly what he gave. So if there's a suffix, it's the buyer that has to prove what the seller meant. If the seller said two things, so according to the Chachamim, we don't necessarily say it goes after his last statement. We're not sure whether to take his first statement or his last statement. So either way, regardless of which one he said first, we're going to do what's better for the seller as opposed to the buyer. Vayter Zokta Mishnah. Suppose the seller said, I am selling you a base core, Bisimanov, that are within these simonim, special markings that he has, uvim tzarav, and within these boundaries, if that's what he said, then the halacha is as follows. Pachas mishtos, if this field, even the field that's within the boundaries, is up to 1/6 less, it's 1/6 less than the base score that he promised, higiyoy. You have to take it, you don't get a refund. And of course, if it's less than a sixth, for sure he doesn't get a refund. Achtos, but if the field is missing more than 1/6, you have to know how to touch the words. Achtos means down to a sixth. It's like I would tell you down till 100. I mean to say a little bit more than 100. If it's more than a shtos, then yinaka, then the buyer deducts the amount from the purchase. I bought a base core, if it's less than a core, so we have to figure out how much less money I owe you. Okay, so if someone contradicts himself, on the one hand he says we're going to measure this exactly with a string, and then he turns around and says, but you know, more or less. So the Mishnah told us that the more or less is mevatel, the exact. And it doesn't have to be exact. It can be up until 7.5 kar per base core, or a quarter kav per saw that it's off by, like we learned in the previous Mishnah. If he starts out by saying, okay, I'm selling you the field more or less, but it's going to be measured exactly, then the measured exactly is mevatel, the more or less, and it has to be exact. There's no room for any discrepancy. If it's even a drop more or a drop less, then we have to make an adjustment. As they help Benanis, because Benanis holds when a person contradicts himself, we say Tafis Lashin Achrein. But we said that the halachas like the Chacham who say they're not sure what a person means when he contradicts himself. And therefore we say we're going to do what's good for the seller, because he has it in his possession, and the rule is Amaitzi Mechavei Olav Araya. If the person said, I'm selling you a base core offer, but within these simanim, there's certain marks over there where the territory is, within these boundaries. Then it turns out that there is no base core within these markings. but it's off by a sixth or less, you have to accept it. The buyer keeps the field as is. But if it's off by more than a sixth, then Yanaka, then the buyer is going to take off the amount of money of the part of the base core that he didn't get. And if the field is up to 1/6 more than a base core, the seller can't demand the land back. The buyer keeps the extra land. But if it's more than a sixth, it's more than a sixth larger than a base core, which is what they made up, then he has to return all of the extra. He's going to say, but it's within the boundaries. You said within these boundaries. Okay, but he also said a base core. So up until a sixth, and a chanami, we say whether more or less someone's going to swallow it. But if it's more than that, we say, look, he said a base core that's within these boundaries, and it's not true. It's either more or less than by a sixth, so we have to make an adjustment.